A bunch of teens are gathered in Grand Park in downtown Los Angeles for a pre-party before a performance across the street at the Amundsen Theater. These are exactly the kind of kids high school senior Francisco Macedo wants to talk to.
You're about to watch our project in action. We are about to talk to two students.
Macedo is a high school student on a mission to encourage other students to advocate for arts in public schools.
Okay, one, two, and...
Can you guys tell us why the arts are so important to you?
The arts, in my opinion, was really big in my life. I feel like...
He and a few other teens are creating videos pitching the need for arts education, which has been cut drastically in California schools since the recession. Some kids in Los Angeles don't get any arts instruction in their elementary schools. Even high school kids in Southern California often don't get access to all art forms. The student-produced videos are part of a larger plan from arts advocates determined to change that. Sybil O'Malley of the California Alliance for Arts Education explains.
Our experience has been that there are no more effective advocates than student advocates.
It makes sense for arts education supporters to use their A-team at a moment like this. Billions in new state education dollars are coming to schools in the fall through the local control funding formula. School districts get to decide how to spend the new money. But O'Malley's group faces plenty of competition from groups that support restoring funds to school counselors or librarians or other programs that were also cut during the recession. Kim Patillo Brownson works at the civil rights organization The Advancement Project, where she's been advocating for Southern California public schools to spend their new funds on early education. Her strategy has largely played out behind the scenes.
It is phone calls and emails. It is direct meetings with school board members.
All of these groups say their areas of focus will help districts achieve the new funding plan's three main goals: helping students in poverty, students just learning English, and students in foster care. Governor Brown set those guidelines to make sure the neediest students get the most help under his new plan. Again, Kim Patillo Brownson.
I think there is definitely a sense of if not now, then when.
She sees a chance to bring back badly needed services.
That would mean reopening some preschool classrooms that have been closed and telling those families and children that were essentially kicked out of preschool that there is a place for them at the school.
It's well documented that pre-K provides a range of benefits, from improved literacy to lowering dropout rates. Likewise, arts education is a proven way to keep kids engaged in school. And who could be against school libraries? But finding the money for all these things might not be possible. Jordan Martin, dean of Loyola Marymount School of Education, points out that even with an additional $4.5 billion in funding next year, California schools won't be rolling in dough.
What this really did was try to restore funding back to pre-recession levels. And we have to be cognizant that pre-recession, California was in the very bottom of per-pupil spending for each state in the country.
Martin says funding will largely be determined by who can make the best case. Back at Grand Park, students have finished their interview, and they're going in for the close.
So here's some flyers about our video.
And then with those, we can email you guys and find out maybe if you would want to come with us to any of the meetings or something like that.
With budget season in full swing, the students will pepper school board members with videos like the one they shot today to make their case for arts education funding. It's their last chance to eke out a few more dollars for the 2014-2015 school year. All school districts must finalize their budget plans by June 30th. From the Education Desk, I'm Mary Plummer, 89.3 KPCC.